My name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Seminary Congregation of God as well, down in Liberty Hill, Texas City. Today is April 23, 2017, or it is Abib 27, 2021. We will start our first service on this first day of the week with a song entitled, We Have an Anchor. Will your anchor hold in the storm of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps us soul. It's fast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move. Grounded firmly in the Savior's love. If to safely moored till the storm withstand, or tis well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables cast from his heart to bind can defy the blast through whose strength we bind. We have an anchor that keeps us soul. Sits fast in shore while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move. Grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will firmly hold in the strakes of fear. When the breakers tell that the reef is near. Though the tempest rave and the whirlwinds blow, not an angry wave shall abort or flow. We have an anchor that keeps us soul, steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, rounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will surely hold in the floods of death. When the waters cold chill our latest breath, on the rising tide it shall never fail, while our hopes abide within the veil. We have an anchor that keeps us soul, steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold in the dawning light, shining gates of pearl our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast to the heavenly shore. With the storms all past forevermore, we have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure on a billow's roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, rooted firm and deep in the Savior's love. The Gentiles, part 4. Let's go now to Mark chapter 10. We'll start with the first verse. And he arose from thence and cometh into the coast of Judea by the farther side of the Jordan, and the people resort unto him again, and as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came unto him and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. Yahshua answered and said unto them, For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept, but from the beginning of the creation Yahweh made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore Yahweh hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he said unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. Okay, the kingdom of Yahweh, verse 13, Mark chapter 10. And they brought young children unto him that he should teach them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Verily, when Yahshua saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of Yahweh. But I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Yahweh as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, and put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled unto him, and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Yahshua said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. And Yahshua, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give unto the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Yahshua looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of Yahweh? And the disciples were astonished at his word. And Yahshua answered again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh, And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Yahshua looking up unto them, With men it is impossible, but not with Yahweh, for with Yahweh all things are possible. So Yahweh tells me that the kingdom of heaven must descend and sit here with its beginning roots right here in the Liberty Hill, Texas, for the 12th parabolical hour of the judgment of the living time that we're in now, and for the sole purpose of making the inroad into the Gentile world. We represent the house of Israel, the house of David, the tribe of Judah, the lawgiver. Genesis 49:10 said, A scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall he get into the people be. Well, we know that Yahweh sent us here about 14 years ago, 2003, April 27th, we arrived here, and we are going to be celebrating our 14th year here very shortly. Well, matter of fact, we're right here at April. Looks like April the 23rd. Yeah, but just 4 days short of our 14th anniversary, having arrived there in 2003. And Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. This is in Mark 10, verse 29. And Yeshua answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel. Well, this is true, maybe, at that time that Yeshua was encountering and engaging this situation with Mark. As you know, today, I was called in 1970 to this ministry, 47 years ago. Haven't looked back since. I knew it was a long-range program. I knew it'd be many years. I didn't know how many. I knew it'd be at least 30 years when I started in 1970, but I didn't realize it was going to reach in to upward of 50 years or more before the kingdom of heaven is set up here in the geographical location of Texas in the Austin, Texas area. And lo and behold, Liberty Hill, Texas is a designated place for the foundation of this holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, Revelation 21. Anyway, in Mark 10, verse 30, it says, let's read verse 29 again, and Yahshua answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and land, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. If so, if he calls someone to head up his kingdom, to be the leader of the everlasting kingdom of heaven here on earth in these last days, Bible prophecy plainly supports this venue. And I will say this, that this person will be tested and tried vociferously on these very points that I just read to you about this here, where it says, left house or brethren or sisters, father or mother, wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel. I did this. I was called to do this in 1980 to forsake all. I owned a house. I had a wife and children. And lo and behold, I lost it all. And I chose the gospel for the sake of Yeshua's calling. He called me in 1970, and I had my severest test in 1980, to give it all up or lose everything I had. And so I chose to hold on to the truth, and I lost everything I had. Well, I said everything I had. I kept my vehicle so I could travel and work, and a trailer to haul my few things on. And I went about 400 miles west from where I was living in the Fort Worth area. And I spent 20 years out there in the desert, Kermit, Texas, and had a good time. And I accumulated, again, property, and did very well for 20 years. And then, lo and behold, I was told to give up all a second time. So I had to sell my property a second time. Had to give up everything that I had and leave with a vehicle and a trailer again with my personal stuff in it. And then he was told me to come to the Liberty Hill, Texas area, 400 miles to the east of where I was at. So 2 times in 20 years, I was called to give up all, to follow him. And I did. I chose the second time to give up all, and he brought me here. Now, he's not going to test me a third time to give up all, to follow him. Because I know the future from this point on. It doesn't call for that a third time. For a prophet, be called to his service and then have to give up all and follow him two different times. So I know that this is where I stand at today. And it says in Mark 10:31, but many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were in the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Yahshua went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid, and he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him unto the Gentiles. Okay, here's your Gentiles again. And this is where the Heavenly Father sent me and my ordained minister in Africa that has a ministry there in Uganda. And he's been with us now at least 14 years. Longer than that, when he started with us out in the wilderness back in the 90s, he's probably been with us a good 30 plus years altogether. He's a faithful minister. And he asked me last week to send him some material on what to take to the Gentiles. He's been going to the house of Israel all these years at my direction, and I've been directing him according to the Scripture. And now he's inquiring, shall I go to Gentiles? Well, I just started a series on the Gentiles. Well, Yahweh's saying it's time to go now again unto the Gentiles. I started on the Gentiles 3 years ago here in my area, in and out. But the thing is, we have Paul's ministry. Go read Ephesians chapter 2. We have Paul's ministry. And Paul was raised up as a minister unto the Gentiles. And he led the disciples also to see the vision, get the vision, and leave off to go into the house of Israel and follow Paul into the Gentile world. And that's where the other 11 apostles went with Paul. Okay? And so today, the leaders of the house of Israel have to go and answer the call, like Peter did. Don't call anything common or unclean that Yahweh has cleansed and blessed. Don't call it common or unclean. Referring to those Gentiles, if Yahweh has called them, preordained them, don't call them common or unclean, because he said they're his brethren too. That's what Paul told him in Ephesians chapter 2. He said, we are brethren, created unto good works. We are brethren. And we're made nigh by the blood of Yahshua. Matter of fact, I'll go read it to you right now about what Paul was talking about. He said, we are brethren. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, he's talking unto the Gentiles, who were dead in trespasses and sins. He said, he's quickened you by the Spirit, wherein in time past you walked according unto the course of this world, according unto the prince of the power of the air of the air, for the Spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Let's read that again. Wherein in time past ye, Gentiles, did walk according unto the course of this world, according unto the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, by the Spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. I add the preposition there, by, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of the wrath, even as the others were. Brother Yahweh, who is rich in the mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Yahshua. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places, and Yahshua Messiah. This is Paul talking to the Gentiles. He said, he has raised us up. I'm a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, he said. He's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. And where are those heavenly places? It's the place where he chooses to place his name. It's where we're, it's where the heavenly places are found on this earth. And you can go right there to Deuteronomy 16:16, and you can confirm that. He says, for the children of Israel, for three times in the year, he says, you're to Deuteronomy. And you are to go up three times in the year, the men folks, in the place where he chooses to place his name. He said, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Yahweh Elohim in the place which he shall choose in the feast of the unleavened bread, the feast of weeks, which is the Pentecost, and in the feast of tabernacles, which is the atonement, in the seventh month, and they shall not appear before the Yahweh empty. Well, Isaiah says, the forces of Gentile means the wealth of Gentiles are going to be brought. Their kings are going to bring their wealth, their gold and their silver. They're going to bring it and lay it at the saints' feet when the time comes, when they are called. So it says right here in Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through the Yahshua Messiah. For by grace are ye saved through the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. And I added the blood of the Yahshua. You can go to Romans 3:25 and confirm what I just read here in Ephesians 2:8. And that not of yourself, it is a gift of the Yahweh. What is a gift of the Yahweh? The plan of the salvation of the blood of the everlasting covenant is a gift of Yahweh unto the New Testament people that choose to be saved. They want to be saved. They want to follow him. The new and living way, Hebrews 10:20. By the blood of sprinkling, Hebrews 12:22-24. They can make their decision to do that voluntarily. And of course it says, verse 9, not of works lest any man should boast. It's not of your own inventions as saying, well, I'll go out and do some good works to my fellow man, and maybe some stranger along the way, maybe I'll go out and give somebody $100 bill. Make them feel good and help them out a little bit financially. Well, that's your good works you've invented. You think you're going to get special credit for it, but if you're not covered by the blood of Yahshua through the new and living way, Hebrews 10:20, by the blood of sprinkling, Hebrews 12:22-24, all your good works won't do you no good. But Paul says in Ephesians 2:10, he said unto these Ephesian Gentiles, he said, for we are his workmanship, created in the Yahshua Messiah unto good works, which Yahweh hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay, so now in verse 11 it says that they're united and equal in the Yahshua, talking about to all the Gentiles. And, no matter of fact, how do we know that they're all equal in the Yahshua, Gentiles and Jews? It says the Jew has the advantage in Romans chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, has the advantage. But how about Isaiah 56? Yeah, let's go look at that a minute. We might have a little treat here for us here. Isaiah 56 is talking about the eunuch and the stranger that joins himself into the house of Israel by the covenant of Israel. Psalms 89:34, Yahweh says, my covenant was through David. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor also the things go out of my lips. What covenant? He says that covenant that I made with David there in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse about 16, and 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse about 13 through 15. He says, my covenant I made with David. He said, I'm not going to break that covenant. He says that in Psalms 89:34. He said, no, also the thing that's going out of my head. So, in Isaiah, it talks about, and it was in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, that we were created unto good works in Yahshua Messiah, and that we should walk in those good works. Now in Isaiah 56 it says, thus saith Yahweh, keep your judgment, do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Now to let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself unto the Yeshua, this is the son, which the Gentiles call Jesus, speak, saying, the Yeshua hath utterly separated me from his people. Now to let the eunuchs say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Yeshua unto the eunuchs, that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, and take hold of this covenant. What covenant is that? The covenant he made with David, Psalms 89:34. Even unto them will I give in mine house, and what is his house? It's the house of David. Go read Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, and Micah 4, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. That talks about the house of Yahweh is the same thing as the house of David. It's the same thing as that little stone in Daniel 2:44-45 that's hewn out of the mount without hands, that strikes the image on the feet, which represents the new world order, that's run by the beast, which represents the leadership of the Catholic Church over the new world order. And he says, in Isaiah 56:5, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of the sons and of the daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Who is this he's talking about? He's talking about these eunuchs, the strangers. He's talking about these Gentiles that are converted into the covenant of David, the house of Judah, the lawgiver, the Hebrews, Hebrew tribe of the 12 tribes, Judah. It says in Genesis 49:10, a prophecy made there, for Shiloh, which is Yahshua, it says, a scepter shall not depart from Judah. That's talking about the rod that represents the authority for Yahweh's government, shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall be gathered the people be. And it says in Isaiah 56:6, also the sons of the stranger, but who's the stranger? That's your Gentiles, that join themselves unto the Yahshua to serve him and to love the name of Yahshua to be his servants. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Yeshua Messiah, which gathers the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others unto him beside those that are gathered unto him. Okay, back to Mark chapter 10. We're just getting along pretty well in that. It says, verse 30, but he shall receive 100-fold. Now in this time, if he gives up everything, shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren, sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and last first. And they were in the way going up into Jerusalem, and Yahshua went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, behold, we go up unto Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him unto the Gentiles, and they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for his for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, what would ye that I should do for you? And they said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on the right hand and the other on the left hand, thy left hand in the kingdom, or in thy glory. Same thing. And Yahshua said unto them, you know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said unto him, we can. And Yahshua said, unto them. You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal, shall ye be baptized. Put the sin on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given unto them for whom it is prepared. Okay, so who was prepared for it? The disciples. He had 11 disciples. One of them was not prepared. Judas Iscariot was cut out. He was not prepared. He didn't get the blessing of the Last Supper. The other 11 did. They were prepared. And they're the ones that has been granted the privilege to sit on the right and left hand of the Father of the Yahshua when he comes in his glory in the last days. Mark 10:41. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And Yahshua called them to him and saith unto them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And he came unto Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Yahshua of Nazareth, he began to cry and say, Master, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Yahshua stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, be arise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came unto Yahshua, and Yahshua answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Master, that I might receive my sight. And Yahshua said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Yahshua in the way. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of Yahweh came upon them, and the glory of Yahweh shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Yahshua the Messiah. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising Yahweh and saying, Glory unto Yahweh in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which Yahweh hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Now all they that heard it wondered at those sayings which were told them by the shepherd. And Mary kept all these things in front of them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising Yahweh for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Yahshua, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him unto Jerusalem to present him unto the Yahweh, as it is written in the law of the Yahweh, Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto the Yahweh. And to offer a sacrifice according unto that which is said in the law of the Yahweh, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Yahshua Messiah. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Yahshua to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed Yahweh and said, Yahweh, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed him and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, and which departed not from the temple, but served Yahweh with fastings and prayers, night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto Yahweh, and spake of him unto all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of Yahweh, they returned into Galilee unto their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of the Elohim was upon him. Now his parents went unto Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Now here's his Passover that we just came through. And when he was 12 years old, they went up unto Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Yahshua tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolks and acquaintance. I found him not, they turned back again unto Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Why have thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrow. He said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came unto Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Yahshua increased in the wisdom and stature and in the favor with Yahweh and man. All right, that's the end of chapter 2. Okay, we're going to go into Luke now, chapter 18. This tells you, And he spake a parable unto them unto this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not Yahweh, neither regarded man. There was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, Though I fear not Yahweh, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And Yahweh said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not Yahweh avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Yahweh, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week, I give tithe of all that I possess, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Yahweh, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I'll tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. And Yahshua called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of Yahweh. Verily I say unto you, Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Yahweh as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Yahshua said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one that is Yahweh. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. And when Yahshua heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he had was very rich. And when Yahshua saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of Yahweh? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with Yahweh. And Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, really I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children for the kingdom of Yahweh's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go up unto Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on, and they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. They understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Yahshua of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Yahshua, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yahshua stood and commanded him to be brought unto him, and when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Master, that I may receive my sight. Yahshua said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying Yahweh. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto Yahweh. Zacharias receives Yahshua. Okay. That ends Luke chapter 18. Now we'll fast forward to chapter 21. And then he looked up and saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mice. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of Yahweh, but she of her penury had cast in all the living that she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them, but when ye shall hear the wars and commotion, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from the heaven. Before all these they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up unto the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And they shall turn unto you for a testimony. Set it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And he shall be betrayed, and you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But they shall not an hair of your head perish, and your patience possess you your soul. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And let them which are in Judea flee unto the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that are yet stuck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars upon the earth, and distress of nations upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, for the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake unto them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know that ye that the kingdom of Yahweh is now at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so do that, and so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning unto him in the temple for to hear him. Okay, that ends Luke chapter 21. Okay, it says that, let's see, Luke 22. Oh, we're going into chapter 22. Now the Feast of the Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and we've already had that before when we had our Passover series. Let's go right on into John 7:37. Let's just go to John 7 and pick up there. After these things Yahshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jewish Feast of the Tabernacles was at hand. This is the atonement season in the seventh month. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself unto the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Yahshua said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full. Come. When he had said thus these words unto them, he abode there in Galilee. But when his brethren was gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast, and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some people said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Yahshua went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Yahshua answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Yahweh or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? For the people answered and said, Thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee? And Yahshua answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me, because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according unto the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them Yahrushim, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Yahshua? Howbeit he spoke this man, howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Yahshua cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Yahshua in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him, and said, When Yahshua cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Yahshua unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot come? the last day, that great day of the feast, Yahshua stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Yahshua was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, This is the Yahshua. But some said, Shall Yahshua come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Yahshua cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers unto the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have you not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed on him? But this people, who knoweth not the law, are cursed. Well, that goes for anybody. All the Gentiles that says the law was nailed to the cross. Galatians says that if they don't contain all the things written in the law of Moses to do them, then they are under the curse. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Nicodemus said, saith unto them, He that came unto Yahshua by night being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and knoweth what he doeth? The answer said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. This brings in verse 36. You can contact us at the 11th hour call. It's number 11, click on our audio archive. I'm going to close this service now with a song that I've written entitled, Dusty Roads and Sandal Feet. Believe in that man of Galilee, for there's nothing in this world to be seen. Change the water into wine, just a dance in the blind, and that's why I believe in that man of Galilee. Dusty roses and feet, oh, the journey was complete. From the manger to the cross, to the golden streets, to a place in that land where someday we all shall meet. The author of this story, dusty roads and feet. I have reason to believe in that man of Galilee, for he walked those dusty roads with you and me. Often frustrated, prone, carried his burden all alone, as he journeyed along that road to Calvary. Dusty road for his companion, desert places his abode. Sandal feet were often weary and underneath a heavy load. Never complaining as he went along his way to the way to Mount Calvary and the Jesus day. Just Jesus and no feet, how would you like to meet that man named Joshua coming down your street? Would you be like Zacchaeus in front of a tree? Would you be like Jonah who wanted to see? Just be rose and the sea, oh, the journey was complete. From the manger to the cross, to the golden street, to a place in the land where someday we all shall meet. The author of the story, just be rose and the sea.